الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه أجمعين محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another edition of the best of stories and a new fable about the lives of Ahlul Bayt. Our third Imam, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, fought with Yazid in 61 after Hijrah to save Islam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam was forced to fight Yazid's army because he would not give bay'ah to Yazid. When Imam Hussein alayhi salam was told that he had to give bay'ah to Yazid, otherwise he would be killed, Imam Hussein alayhi salam replied that a man like me cannot give bay'ah to a man like Yazid. By saying this, Imam Hussein alayhi salam was trying to tell everyone that what Yazid believed in was totally opposite to what Imam Hussein alayhi salam believed in. Yazid was the follower of Shaitan, while Imam Hussein alayhi salam was the follower of Allah. Imam Hussein alayhi salam knew that himself, his friends, his family were to die in Karbala. He also knew that this was the only way that he could show to other Muslims that Yazid, who claimed to be a Muslim and protect Islam, was in fact destroying it. In Imam Hussein's army, there were not just strong soldiers. That was not what was needed to get into the army of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. To get into the army of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, you needed to believe and act upon Islam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam wanted people, when they heard about the event of Karbala, to know that it was not for power, but for Islam. And this is why, to get into the army of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, you need to be. This is why, to get into the army of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, you needed to be a believer and not a soldier. In Imam Hussein's army, there were all kinds of people. He had rich, noble, he had freed slaves, he had old and young men, he had men who had done wrong and repented. For example, Hur, the commander of Yazid's army, he had pious men too. Whenever other Muslims heard about the events of Karbala, they would ask themselves why it was that men from different backgrounds, different circumstances, different ways of life, all came together to fight and die with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Every Muslim, regardless of his color, his race, his background, his financial situation, his age, could identify himself with one martyr in the army of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and through him understand why Imam Hussein alayhi salam did what he did. Brothers and sisters, the moral of this story is that Imam Hussein alayhi salam could not give bay'ah to Yazid because it was against what he believed in. You should always stand by what you believe in. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam gave up his life for Islam. We as guardians of Islam should make sure that we keep Islam alive the way Imam Hussein wanted. And for another edition of the best of stories,
يا ربنا يا ربنا صلوا على محمد وعلى آل أحمد، صلوا على محمد وعلى آل أحمد، أولنا محمد، أوسطنا محمد، آخرنا محمد، صلوا على محمد وعلى آل أحمد.